Well, this morning we're going to talk a little bit about the grape and wine business. Alan Peterson joins us this morning along with his wife, Carol. They own Danish Countryside Vines and Wines, and he's been kind enough to swing in here this morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Well, good. Hey, it sounds like kind of an interesting business. I think a lot of people have this romantic fantasy about the wine business and what it's like in Europe and out in the Napa Valley in California and things. It's a little different maybe than what we romanticize in our minds.
Yes, it is. It does have that romantic aspect, but in the real world, down to earth thing, it's a lot of work. It requires a lot of attention, and you really have to pay attention to what you're doing.
Talk a little bit about your background, Alan. What got you involved in this in the first place?
Well, I love growing things. I've always loved flowers and such. And after graduating from Iowa State, I was a teacher for a while, come back and started farming with my dad and enjoyed growing things on the farm. However, in 2000, corn and soybean prices were very low, weren't paying the bills, and I heard a gentleman on the TV talk about growing grapes and selling them to other wineries, and you can make $3,000 to $5,000 an acre just selling the grapes, because a ton of grapes is worth about $1,000, and a vineyard should produce about 3 to 5 tons per acre. So that sounded very interesting to me, and I thought that would be a good supplement to the, at that time, negative corn and soybeans. And so we decided to plant grapes and sell them. However, we found out it took 3 or 4 years for the grapes to start producing. And so that was a little bit of a negative after we even decided to plant the grapes. But we sold the first grapes that we produced in 2004 and to a couple other wineries and actually decided to keep some of the grapes right at the very last, and I started playing around making wine in my basement. That's actually because that's what my son suggested I should do. So then people started tasting our wine and really trying to convince my wife and myself that we needed to do that on a commercial basis and turn our barn that was sitting right there beside the vineyard into a winery. And both my wife and I were quite hesitant to take that big leap, but we eventually did and have not regretted it since.
It has to be kind of a daunting experience when you're used to planting corn, soybeans, whatever on the local farm, and all of a sudden you clear out a few acres and decide, well, we're going to plant the grapevines now and see how this works out. And you're standing there looking at all this bare ground in front of you, and how do you plant the grapes to start with? It's not just, you don't just throw it in the planter and off you go.
No, we decided that when we decided to do this, the only way to do it was to start learning about that aspect of it, first planting. So I went to some weekend workshops about grapes and actually continued those workshops in throughout the whole process of the grape growing. And that was very beneficial. And that gentleman's name was Eli Bergmeier that had these workshops, and he was positioned out of the Oakland RC&D.
You know, some folks may have a few grapevines in the backyard somewhere, or some that just grow wild. They may have some raspberry bushes, what have you, where they're producing some fruit for them. It's a little different when you're trying to run a vineyard as opposed to just a little something in the backyard garden.
It's very different. The commercial vineyard and winery requires a lot of, as I indicated before, attention. There's this thing called canopy management during the growing season. Most people think, well, once they're growing, they pretty much take care of themselves, but that's not true. Canopy management is very important in developing a high-quality grape to produce a high-quality wine. And without that, you can just pick them and eat them, but without that, you just don't have the wine that you can sell.
Mm-hmm. Can you compare it to corn and soybean farming with regard to the amount of acreage that you have there? Is it real labor intensive?
It's quite labor intensive. When I first planted the grapes, one of the statements that was made to me was that an acre of grapes requires the same labor as 100 acres of corn, and it was not long till I found out that was completely untrue. That might have been true back in the 1930s when they were picking all the corn by hand. But because there is so much handwork in producing grapes, everything we do in the vineyard is handwork except mowing the grass between the rows. It's more like labor requirement of 250 to 300 hours a year, which is, you know, thousands of acres of corn. So,
well, and you've got your own winery as well. So you're trying to create a finished product, which, you know, there's a lot of ifs and buts along the way there, too. It's not just picking the right grape varieties, but then there's, gee whiz, there's a lot involved there to make sure you get exactly the type of quality, exactly what you're looking for, that's going to produce something that's going to be consistent.
That's correct. We have 14 different varieties growing in our 3-acre vineyard. And on those 3 acres, there's 1,800 vines, but we pick them at their peak of quality. And, of course, that requires attention to what is the quality that you're wanting, because different grapes require actually different what we call Brix. And Brix is just a measurement of the sugar content of the juice. So that's the first thing. And then after that, we want to make sure that there's the right pH of the juice, the right acidity in the juice. All those things affect the finished product.
Yeah, I think a lot of us still have that picture in our minds of Lucy stomping grapes in a barrel. It's nothing like that, is it?
Very much. When we give tours, I talk about what we call the Lucy machine. And because we get that question, you know, do you just stomp the grapes? And we know we don't stomp the grapes with our bare feet. We have a stainless steel machine that does that. And so that's why I call it the Lucy machine.
Is it what you thought it was going to be? I know you did your homework ahead of time, but there are always things that come up no matter what you do. Is it what you thought it was going to be? And if you had to make the decision again, would you still have done that?
First of all, yes, I, my wife and I do not regret the decision we made. But yes, there were some things that came up that we were governmental hoops to jump through. All the overhead that's required, it turned out to be more than we planned on. I mean, the profit margin was not as great as we had anticipated.
Well, the wine and grape industry is not necessarily new to this area. It's renewed to this area.
It's renewed, yes.
It's something that had been done many years ago, decades ago, and kind of got lost in the, well, chemicals and whatever, you know, kind of all those kind of things got the best of it. But then all of a sudden, you know, here is bouncing back again. Do you feel like you're kind of in a position where you and some of the other wineries around Western Iowa and Southern Iowa are at a spot where you're taking advantage of probably a great opportunity, kind of the ground floor?
I think so. The wine industry in the nation, and I'm assuming possibly in the world too, but especially in the nation, is really, really going full speed ahead. Not only has the wine industry in Iowa really grown in the last 10 years, but in every state, probably not so much in California because they were huge to begin with. Or not to begin with, but recent years. But, you know, even the neighboring states like Nebraska and Minnesota and Wisconsin, the number of wineries there have really increased dramatically.
Yeah, do you find that a lot of people ask you questions like, really, Iowa's a good place to grow grapes? I didn't know that.
almost everybody says that. Well, how can you grow grapes in Iowa? Well, we have been blessed with terrific soil, and some people think, well, you have to have rocky soil like California to grow good grapes, and that's not true. Grapes will grow in most all soils. However, it does have to be well-drained soil. Well, that was one of the things that was discussed in planting grapes, is to determine whether a grapevine will do well in your soil is to dig a post hole about 2.5-3 feet deep and fill it full of water. And if the water drains away out of that hole in a matter of 40 to 60 minutes, then it's probably okay to plant grapes there. But if it sits there for a prolonged period of time, that means the soil is very tight, and grapes do not like that kind of soil.
And one would assume that grapes would love water.
They like water early in the growing season, but actually in 2012, with the hot, dry summer and early fall that we had, they loved it. Even during August there, when it was so hot and so dry, the vines were growing a foot a week, and we produced a terrific crop both in quality and quantity last year.
Is that what you get with grapes? Pretty much one crop per year?
One crop per year, yeah. Harvest is in September on a typical year.
So it's pretty similar to the same cycle that you're using for corn and beans?
Yes. Luckily, harvest, most years, the grape harvest will be over just before I need to start worrying about combining soybeans.
I guess the nice thing is you only had to plant them once.
That's right. Only have to plant them once. And I get a lot of questions about, well, how long does a grapevine last? And they'll last for many, many years, 50 to 100 years. There's even a few grapevines in Europe that are 300 years old. So.
Wow. Well, very good. Well, a lot of folks are enjoying that, and I know it's been pretty well received since you've got it on the market around here.
Thank you. Yes, it has been very well received. We have had excellent sales here. We've entered our wines into different wine competitions and done well there. So we're very blessed.
Very good. That's a lot of work. It's a lot of hard work, actually, a lot of hands-on work. But, you know, when people really appreciate it and they take recognition of all that and the work that you've done and enjoy the finished product, kind of makes it all worthwhile.
It does make it worthwhile. We're happy with that.
That turning a profit.
Yes.
All right. Very good. Danish Countryside Vines and Wines. Fun stuff. Interesting stories. And they're always willing to tell those stories. Alan, thanks for coming by.
Well, thank you very much for having me.